If I'm not mistaken, that I had you asked me to go over the point about the issue of minyan mitzvahs, mitzvahs asay, which I will go over. The discussions before I'm going to leave, you know, I'm not sure. You know, my interest was presenting the Rambam, not to taste the contrast of the Miri and the Ramban. So, you know, either you got it or you didn't. It's not really the issue. Okay. If you recall, in Shur's Chi'i, the Rambam basically he sets up a new principle that if the Torah says Leisechu imenu no umavusho, okay, even though no umavusho are basically two separate in Yoni Atero, and from normal sense of minyan mitzvahs, it should have been two, okay. But since there's only one low, okay, then Mela, it's one mitzvah, okay. Now, just to be honest, okay, it's not clear what the issue is, okay? Because you look over there, the Rambam has various lashonis. It could be the word lo has to be repeated. And the command itself might not have to be, okay, repeated. If that's the case, my comments are not out of place, basically. And this is what the Rambam calls Lav Shebeklolos. Okay, Lav Shebeklolos, unless there's a Kabbalah from Matiki Ashmua, that there's three separate mitzvahs in Minyan, if the Torah has one law, it's one mitzvah in Minyan and mitzvahs. Okay, one as follow. So therefore, there is a Kabbalah. The Rambam says it depends on Malkus. It says you get Malkus for Chodesh in terms of Koli, Lechem Koli v'Kalmel, three separate Malkus. So, Remeila, it's three separate Lavim Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? Kilo the Matiki Ashmua v'Kabbalah, it's three separate Mitzvahs. And the Pirush from the Matiki Ashmua is as if the Torah said, low, low, low. Okay? The question is, if you'd flip it, okay, what would be the paradigm in mitzvah saseh? Okay? Is there such a thing as aseh shebeklolos? Okay? Aseh shebeklolos. And the ideal example is tazrif. Because the Torah has the assay of Tazay by Matnas Aniyim, and it basically refers to Peyer, Leket, Peret, and Oilois. Okay? And the Rambam counts as four mitzvahs and Yina mitzvahs. So maybe the conclusion is that assay and Lois assay are different. Okay? This is a little bit odd to see, because you get the impression in Shur's Chi that there's a parallel structure. I mean, Atz Mitzvah Saseh and Lois Saseh Tzivuyim. Okay? So I pointed out, which was a very interesting observation, the Rambam goes out of his way. Okay? See, let me ask you something. You know, Tazav is Lav Nitl Aseh. Okay? So if you would discuss the Lav Nitl Aseh in Minyan Mitzvahs, would you discuss it in the Aseh, or you discuss it in the Lois Aseh? Say, purely, if the discussion is about Oinshin, you discuss in the Lois Aseh. You don't get Malkis, it's called Zman Nitl Aseh, Bitl Nitl Kim Lo Kimo, right? So the interesting thing is, The Rambam does just the opposite. And what the Rambam does is quotes the Lav and the Tlaseh in terms of Lav and the Tlaseh, he quotes it by the Aseh. So this is very odd, you know, it has, you have no clue why that should be.
All of them are just Tazer?
By Tazer, okay? So it's very odd, okay? So I thought...
Why is he quoting it at all?
Why is he quoting it at all? But what is it? You see, you have to understand, Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam's interest is not to write Mishneh Torah. The Rambam's interest in Minyan HaMitzvahs to write Akedomah to Mishneh Torah, okay? So if that's the case, you know, he talks about Einshin maybe because that's something that tells you something about the Ashorah, okay? And, you know, we can discuss that and have polemics about it, and, you know, maybe you can make a case for it, okay, in Rambam. Probably could, okay? But to tell you that you don't get Malkus because the Lav Nitlaseh, L'chayri, is completely irrelevant. And you would have assumed that if you quote it, you should only quote it by the Lav. In other words, if you want to tell you something about Malkus. So quoting it by the Aseh is very odd, okay? So I assumed, and maybe it was presumptuous on my part, that the Rambam's of the opinion that this paradigm, this parallel structure between Lav Shebekolos and Aseh Shebekolos, the same way the Rambam's opinion is Lav Shebekolos is only one mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, Al Teuchem in a Norm of Ushel, unless the Matiki Ashmua said that it's a separate mitzvah, okay? Similarly, by saying that it's a Lav Anitel Aseh, the Matiki Ashmua say there's a specific Aseh to be Menatik this Lav. If the Matiki Ashmua say there's a specific assay to Menatik this Lav, they're telling you it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Then you understand why he's mentioning it. And then the paradigm.
Why he's mentioning a mitzvah assay?
That's why. He's mentioning a mitzvah assay, and he's telling you that it basically is a... It's the Matiki Ashmua have said there's an assay over here, even though from the Kloli of the Kloli Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's only one assay, okay, and everything is by inference. Tazav going on Peah, Tazav going on Leket, Tazav going on Peret, Tazav going on Oilois, you would say that it's only one mitzvah minyan, okay? But since the Matik Yeshmu is a Lavan de Glace, so we know. Okay. So that's fine. Okay. So then I come over here to the beginning of Sherish Yud Aleph.
How does it follow exactly? If there's Malkus, that's a Simon Chazal telling me that it's a Lav.
It's a separate, because the Ram learns you only get Malkus if you minyan Lav. If the Torah says the same Lav many times, and it's only one Lav and Minyan, you only get one Malkus.
But therefore it follows that if it's a Menatik a Lav?
No, if it's a Menatik, no. Not because of Menatik, because the Loshen of the Chachmei HaMesira is Lav Hanitik La'aseh. It means an Aseh for this Lav. And a very specific Aseh. So we're telling you there's a mitzvah Minyan. It's Kabbalic. Okay.
So by every single assay that's being Menatik Alav, he also says, he also brings down that.
We have to see if he points, he might point to Alav, and you can go around and discuss them. I'm not sure. My impression is no, but you can check it out. But there's no reason to talk about Alav and the assay by the assay unless they're telling you it's a mitzvah and you know mitzvahs. Okay, so check it out and come back to me, okay? Now, let's move ahead, okay? The backdrop is very clear, okay? The question is, the Rambam is machadish in the 11th Shoresh that if a mitzvah has many chalokim, and the mitzvah is kibbutzom, which we talked about kibbutzom means in lulav, correct? Therefore, it's one mitzvah instead of four mitzvahs. Okay? Correct? So I ask myself a very simple question. The Torah says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon." Creates hodo, kapos tmorim, avignochem anafetz obus. Okay, so there's only one I say. It's basically like Tazir going on four separate chalokim. Okay, so I would have said my hi. There's no way you don't need Shereshit Aleph to tell you anything over here. If you're ready to assume that an assay, that's an assay shevacholis, is four separate mitzvahs, so I understand. But if not, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? Is that a fair assumption? Okay. You see, I would have said that even Nicha, I don't know if I should ask this question or not, but I'm not even sure that even if, you know, we'd accept everything, that you should concord to the conclusion over this four mitzvahs, because see what it says, Tazri. It's Tazri this, and Tazri that, and Tazri this, and Tazri that, okay? So you would have interpreted Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon is Lekachtem this and that and that and that, and it really shouldn't be four mitzvahs that you not had to shirish. That's the way you would interpret Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon. See, I'm not even sure. I'm not sure this is a question, okay? Maybe it is, but you know, if I would have been given the choice and told you that Tazev is separate mitzvahs, okay? And Lekachtem, one is not and one is yes, okay? I would have said that Tazer and Kisepa Mitzvah go separately on this and separately on that and separately on this. Whereas this is a little bit odd to assume, okay? But the Rambam, the whole assumption over here, had it not been for this Shurish, I would have said that it's four mitzvahs.
You're saying that the Lashon of Lekachtem means more Bepashtus just taking the whole group together?
I would have assumed. You know, maybe it's not true, okay? And maybe since you could do a Lekicha B'Zeach HaZeh and the Kibbutzom, I'm not sure, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a Kasha or not, okay? I'm not sure, but the Etzim Inyan, that to Mechala between Tazav and this, is certainly a problem, okay? Okay, that's point one. Okay? Now, the Rambam, after setting up this concept of kibbutzom, a group, okay, and we pointed out the Rambam learns the Gemara in Menachos, that if it's not befonov, you don't have it, b'shas lekicha, even if you can do it b'zeach hazeh, it's only because you have all four. It's not because of the bracha. Because there's no tziluf. Kibbutzom means there's a tziluf in the lekicha. Basically, conceptually, it's one lekicha, even though it's four. And it can only be lekicha if you have all of them when you start. So, for example, if you start a lekicha and someone's mocking you the esrog, okay, afterwards, there's no tziluf. Okay? It's only because you're holding on to all the basachas that's beseda, I guess. Okay? But, okay? Now, and then he says like this. Okay. The proper translation, I think Kapach is probably better. It's an equation. The same way you say the Shtikal Torah by Kibbutzom, in Lulav, you would say a similar thing by Tyrus HaMetzayim. Okay? And there's Kibbutz Chalokim, I would have assumed. Here, he doesn't say explicitly, okay? When he talks about the case of Ubgadiyu Frumim, Ubgadiyu, okay, when he talks about Metzera, okay, Heke Metzera, he has the word Kibbutzim. Here, he doesn't use it explicitly, but I assume that the equation, and he sandwiches it in between the two, that you should assume such a thing, okay? Okay, it's not ironclad, but it's odd if it's not so. Okay?
We know that in kibbutz because of the Gemara Menachas Drasha, where
L'kach L'chikatam... The Ram doesn't tell you over here. But I assume that the Ram's learning, that's pshat in the Gemara. Okay? And I said that Mishneh Torah, he's learning in a different way. Because here, the issue is to define what the mitzvah is. And the mitzvah is kibbutzim. It might be in Mishneh Torah din midinia mitzvahs that if you don't have them, b'shas l'kicha, there's no l'kicha ze achazeh, okay? Because there's no nafgamina, because we're not interested in Mishneh Torah or the definition of the mitzvah, we're interested in the dinia mitzvah or the yotz or not. So there's no reason for him to stress it. But over here, we're trying to define what the mitzvah is, so he has to stress it, okay? Say that? Okay. Now, next. Now, let's just read it, and you'll see the oddity over here, okay? There are two things that are going to happen over here. We'll start with the first, and then we'll go to the second. Ein roi v'al zeh hekesh be'atlapi, zeh ein roi shiyimna amro b'metzera shuhu Yitai here, I think it's Omroi, it's Yisala, it was not the Chachmei Mesir, Omroi, Shehu, Yitha, B'shtei Tziporim, Chayis, Shtei Tziporim Chayis, V'eitz Erez, V'ezo, V'shni Tolas, U'mayim Chayim U'Klicheres. So he has two Tziporim, and he has Mayim Chayim U'Klicheres, six, correct? But Tyrus would say in mitzvah achas, b'chol terer. Okay? Correct? So I want to point out something odd here. You know, it's not, I don't know if it's just plain, it's just very odd. Okay? So how many mitzvahs would there be?
Five.
He says six. Right? B'sheish mitzvahs, right? Correct? Now, so the Chayra, he's going out of his way that everything mentioned in the Parsha of Metzera would have been separate mitzvahs. Even the Tzipah Shchuta, which was prior to the whole business of the, right? Even the tzikot zistei, shtei tzipor chayis, right? Even the tzipor shchuta, right? Even tzipor shchuta, and even the klicheres and the mayim chayim. Okay. So I don't know. See, I would assume logically what you're doing is taking the tzipor hashchuta and bimaze it l'teich. The mayim, that the dam should be niko. And then you have a separate thing. You take the tzipor achaya and the eitz eretz shni tolas, and you dip it in and you do what you're supposed to do. Okay? Because there are two separate things going on here. Right? So the idea that you can talk about, I don't, l'chera, you know, it's a little bit odd that you should talk about kibbutzim, and maybe fakert, adraba. That he doesn't mention kibbutzim over here, because he really is not. Now, let's go further, okay? That's just a fair observation.
But what's going on all the Hekesh Amasu? It's not kibbutz.
I understand. Okay. Now, listen to this. Look at Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Yud. He Shetzivonu Shetihye Atahavo Minatzoras B'maisa HaKosuv V'hu Eitz Erez V'ezo U'shni Tolas U'shtei Tzipoim U'mayim Chaim. Doesn't mention the Klicheres. Correct? That fair? Okay. Minyan HaKotzer, can I continue? Minyan HaKotzer, Lihiyois HaTaharo Mina Tzoras Bein Tzoras Odom Bein Tzoras Bayis B'Eitz Erez V'Ezer V'Shni Tolas U'Shnei Tziporim U'Mayim Chaim Shenema Zis Tietor Sametzer. So maybe you could have said the klicheres is only a hakdomo or a machshir, and it really is not part of anything. Okay? That's not the impression you get here, because he's saying this right after Shurish Yud, which he is saying that the hakdomas are not really of interest to us. Okay? Interesting, although, in Menachos, Chav Zayin on Aleph, in the Mishnah about Ma'akvin Zed Zer, it talks about Arba Shema Mitzrayim, four. Mishnah Menachos, Chav Zayin on Aleph, the Arba Shema Mitzrayim, Ma'akvin Zed Zer. And it's very clear, the Ram Mishnah Teri says we're talking about Eitz Erez, the Ezov, Ushni Tolas, and the Tzipa Chai, not the Tzipa Shchuta. And that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, V'noitel Eitz Erez V'ezov Maybe Tzipa Shchuta Kli Cheres U'Vayim Chaim. You know, Menoitel looks good. Menoitel. Eretz V'ezov, and I think it's Abba Shemetzeru Amak. The Mishnah is very clear. V'Abba Shemetzeru, Eitz Eretz V'ezov, Ushni Tolas V'Tzipu Achayim. The Rambam and the Mishnah do not quote the Tzipu Ashchuta, the Klicheres, the Mayim Chaim. Okay. And in fact, the Ram in a different place in Minyan HaMitzvahs talks about four. In Mitzvahs Asei, Ein Zayin. In Mitzvahs Asei, Ein Zayin, Ze K'moy Mei Nida Umei Mikvah V'arbo'o Minim Shemetzera Shehen Sholosh Mitzvahs V'im Heim Kulom L'Tahareis Tmeim K'mo She'evaye. So he talks about Abba Shemetzera. So this is the oddity over here, although, because a priori, the place to say what he says in this mitzvah saseh that it's arba, okay, that should have been here. Because interesting, the kibbutzim is to take them all together, do biad, kibbutzim biad, and then to do hazah. So this should have been the place. Here, where he's talking about kibbutzim, even though it isn't mentioned explicitly, to talk about six, including the tzipor hashchuta, is very odd. Okay, is that a fair or? Okay. Now, I just wanted to set it up and then you'll, okay. Now, next. Avo taharas hametzero, mitzvah achas b'chol tereo, umashi yitztarech, bo me'elu v'zulosom, kloimah hagiluach, ki kol elu heim chelke ha-mitzvah shenetztavinu bo, v'hi taharas hametzero. So, what is giluach? Right. Giluach is also part of it, correct? Shh! Right? This is going to be a giluach, okay? Shh! So let's try to understand giluach. Because the Ram counts two separate mitzvahs in Minyan mitzvahs. There's Tarius and Mitzvahs Kuf Yud, and Kuf Yud Aleph is Teglachas Mitzvah. So it's counterintuitive to assume that it's part of the Tahara and count it as a separate mitzvah. Counterintuitive, I'm being, you know, generous. Okay? Is that fair? Okay. And the Rambam also says in Kuf Yud that there are only three mitzvahs of Taira. Mechatos, Tairus Mikvah, Mechatos Tfila, Mikvah, Mechatos, Vetairus Mitzvah. Hine kva yisvoye in Kuf Yud, l'cho, ki mine hadvorim ha-metarin min ha-tumo b'teriseu shleishaminim. Echot koilel, that's mikvah, u'shnayim yuchodim b'shnei minim, mimine ha-tumois. Ono makrilu ha-tayla v'mayim, ki hine kolal kol tome, loy tagia loy tayra, el achra ha-shiitay v'mayim. Amina Sheni may need the Budova Miyuchot, but to must miss. Amina Shlishi eats Erez Viezo, which need to last, which states the poem, Umayim Chaim, Budova Miyuchot, but so last. Okay. So, well, and Kuf Yud Aleph is a separate mitzvah in your mitzvahs. And also again in Ayin Zayin, Vize Kmoy may need the Umay Mikvah, the Abo Minishimitzera. Shein sholos mitzvahs, v'im hen kulam l'taharas hatmein kmo shivaya. So where's one Kuf Yud Aleph, and what does the Ram want over here with Giluach? Okay. Truth is, you know, you just would move over with like nothing happened. But you know, it's, you know, this, see sometimes you say something, and you know it's innocuous. Okay. Here it's like throwing a monkey wrench into the whole set of gears. You know, what's he talking about? Okay, so now I want to tell you Ki Yad Hashem HaTov Olai, what the pshat over here is, okay? But the Chari, the Kash is the Kash, correct? No, I'm not, Stam, you know. It's a reasonable Kash, correct?
The Pasuk the Rambam brings in Kuf Yud Aleph is B'yom HaShishi, B'yom HaShvi.
Yeah, we'll see about that. There'll be a problem in Minyan Mitzvah in a different place. We'll see, okay? We'll see, okay? Exactly this, but we'll see, it's not poshut, okay? Okay. The Tahara, there are two Tahiris in Mitzvah. There's a Tahara before Yimei Sviroi, which is Metame here, Metaharo, Metame, Bebir, Uber Mishkov. It's through Yibi'etz Erez. And this is Mitzvah Sekuf Yud. And I'm suggesting that the Tiglachas they were talking about here is the Tiglachas Rishayna, and it's part of the Tahara. But there's another Tahara, and it's Tiglachas Shnia, and that's why the Rama Mikuf Yud Aleph says he should see Vamitzayu Legaleach V'hi Atahara Shnia Loi U'kmo Shiz Boye B'Soif Negoyim. And he quotes the Pasuk of Yom HaShvi'i, right? He quotes the Pasuk. Okay? Now, I want to explain to you what's going on in Tiglachas Shnia and why it's Cholok Be'etzim Yisei Din of the Tachas Rishon, okay? It's a shtickle from Reb Chaim, which Rav Moshe HaLevi Soloveitch is quoted in the Tate, Adoni Ovi, in Hilchos Mechusei Kapora. Okay? And it's in Perek Dalet, because Mechusei Kapora, Loch Aleph and Beis. Because what comes out is the Ram says in Perek Yud, because Nezirus, that Tiglachas Mitzera is not Ma'akev, the Tahara, She Tocho, that he should be able to start the Melois of Nezirus Tahara. Doesn't need Tiglachas. He just needs Tefillah. Okay. Fragt Reb Chaim, is that against the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, we'll see the Mishnah is against the Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah says that Tiglachas is the Chametayim. Tiglachas Matayah, so what do you mean? How can you start the Tzaras Tata? I mean, the Nazir is Tava, okay? This is the Kasha that he quotes from his father, okay? He says like this, that his father said, you find it there in Dibamasa Baduini Obi, he said, you could say in the Rambam that Tiglachas Shnia Shomitzera is not ma'akev in the taira from the tuma sheretz of mitzera, the tuma sheretz of yemei svira, and that depends only on tefillah. But the tiglacha shnia to be machshehim in avos kobonos, that depends on tiglachas, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah. And the Giluach Shnia, here's the amazing thing. Okay. Is Ma'akim the Tefillah. And if you do a Tefillah on Yom Shvi'i and a Giluach on Yom Shmini, you need another Tefillah afterwards. Because they're basically two tires going on. Taira number one with the tefillah, metaya him from the tumah, because after the first tahara of the eighth eres shitolas, okay, he was yotze from mishkav u'moishav and tumas bia from the metzera. Now in yemei sviroi, he's like a sheretz with the tefillah on yom shvi'i. That tefillah is rescinded, but he is not, doesn't have a hechsher. He's missing the tahara for avos kobolos mechusei kapora. And if he does the Tiglachi, does the Tefillah on Yom Shvi'i, and he does the Tiglachas on Yom Shmini, Rab Chaim says that the Tefillah that he'll have to do afterwards, after the Tiglachas, he won't be roy to bring the Mechusi Kapora. On the eighth day, he'll have to wait for the ninth day, because he's still the Tful Yoim, as far as Abos Kabbalah.
Shh!
It's a very simple thing, okay? You have a tefillah on Yom Shvi'i, okay? To be mafkir the Tumah Sheretz, okay? However, the fact that we're mafkir the Tumah Sheretz, he still cannot bring Kabbalah. He cannot bring kabbalas, okay? Can't bring kabbalas. He needs tiglachas. Tiglachas is metayer him. Vavos kabbalas. Rabbi Nishan. So let him with the tiglachas. Let him do tiglachas a yom hashmini. Let's say he does tiglachas a yom hashmini. Let him be the kabbalas immediately. No, he needs another tefillah after this tiglachas, because there's no tayer in the Torah without tefillah, okay? The mechatos and the tefillah are just augmented, okay? So he's a tful yayim until the end of the day after the tefillah. Okay? That's what Chaim says. Can I continue? 1 second, we're just getting started, okay?
This is the state of the chachil of what's he supposed to do? Or this
no,
is
it's a peculiar case of what
he
happens
what
to
do. Normally
it's
what
a no. Normally you do the tilachas, then you do the tefillah, you do it all in one shot. Over here, when you have this problem of Naziris Tumah, Naziris Taira, and Mitzera with Naziris, with you look, I want you to look at Perek Yud of Hilchos Naziris, and shh, shh, and your mind will go, you know, you go bananas, okay? Okay. the scoop is that in order to start Naziris Taira, you just have to be Matayah from the Tumah Sheretz. Shh. The Mishnah in Nozir, Mem Dalin Amud Beis. This is the Mishnah Chaim is asking from. Umitzera taharosoi tluye betiglachosoi. Vi enoi mei vi korban en kin hoye mu'uv shemesh. The Mishnah said the tiglachas is a metayer, and you also need a hell shemesh after the tiglachas. That's what Chaim says, there's a separate taharo for the avonus kabonus. Therefore, who made the kabbalas and Yom Chi? Because the tefillah we shine is only metayah from the Tumah Sheretz, but it's not metayah him for the avos kabbalas because he's still mechusa tiglachas. Okay. So, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Naziris, that's in his Mechadish, without Tiglach HaShnia, you can be Nitar from Tumas Sfiroi, you can Nitar for Tumas Sfiroi with Tefillah Levad, and you can go from the Naziris Tumah and Maschal Naziris Tahara. Because the Hafkor of Mitzera in Naziris Tahara is the Tumah Sheretz Shebo, Nandu Havos Kabbalas. So then, it's Mamish Gevaldik. okay, that the Rambam in this Sheirish is told me to Galachas Vishayna. And that's a chalik of the Tarius of Mitzera. It was Matayo Isai, Matama Babia, Vimishkav, Vimoyshav, and Tiglach Hashnia is a mitzvah yuchedes that's machshel avos kamonos. Okay, that's the Mishnah and everything. I'll call Yovah al Mokhim Bisholim. Okay, so you stop here, it's my mission, you know, it's everything's okay, but it's not poshut. Sheish Lahoya. The Rambam in Yina Mitzvahs says explicitly that Tiglachas Rishena is part of Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph, the Mitzvah of Tiglachas Mitzvah, which is like, you know, that's the, you know, the worst you could have imagined, okay? So you tell me, you look in Kuf Yud Aleph, you don't find that, because in Kuf Yud Aleph, all he's talking about there is Tiglach HaShnia, okay? You know, and it's Mamish, you know, so what's this guy talking about? Okay? So I tell you, open up Mitzvah Seik Sadi Gimel. He says, let me read to you. Kmo Shiesh Lemitzera, Gam Kain, Shte Tiglochos, Vehem Mitzvah Achas, Kmo She Evaye Bimekomo. Okay, he can't be more explicit than that. The oddity is he doesn't explain it there. But, you know, he's very clear about it. It's Mamish, you know, had it not been for this line, you know, it could have been standing ovation. But, you know, it's. You know, you gotta be honest. That Beseda? Is that okay? The other problem is.
Again, where does Ram say that the Tiglach HaShnia is part of?
What
does it say that Tiglach HaShnia is part of the Tyra?
Say what you say again?
No, the problem with the Rambam was that.
I could have said Tiglach HaShnia is only to Machshin for Korban, and Tiglach HaShnia is to Metaye him that he can enter Yimei Sfira.
But the Rambam says that Tiglach HaShnia is also part of.
Tiglach HaShnia. It's one mitzvah. It's Sadi Gimel. What? You have Sadi Gimel there?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say it?
Yeah.
Should I say something? Is it okay? It is what it is. It's very interesting. Kuf Yud Aleph doesn't say anything. Okay? It's a reasonable kasha, though. There's another problem over here. Because what is the Taira of Tiglach HaShnia? According to Abchaim, the Taira of Tiglach HaShnia is basically a tahara for avos kabonis, correct? The problem is, in Mitzvah Se Kuf Yud Aleph, the Ram says that the Aseh Kuf Yud Aleph, the tachlis ha-mitzvah, shel giluach shnia, hilataya mitzvah mitum asheretz. Okay? And it doesn't say, Lach Shira Lavos Komonis. Correct? Is that Kuf Yud Aleph? Is that okay? Isn't that what he's saying? Didn't say it's Mataya for the tomb? What? Okay. So Yavamish in a quandary over here. That's what he says. V'zeh. V'zeh ki ha-metzirah in kesher le-tiglach chosoy im avos kobonus. V'atachos ha-magas mi-tiglach chosoy zuos atachos ha-magas mi-avos kobonus. V'zeh ki ha-metzirah ta-rosoy tluye b'tiglach chosoy. V'shishi min-ziris omu ma be-nozi le-metzirah el shizeh ta-rosoy tluye b'yomo kloy ma-nozi le-metzirah ta-rosoy tol b'tiglachos yishigil lecha-metzirah ונשמע לגלחס שנייה, תום לטעם הקשרת, או כמו שיסבוי בסריף נגועים. אוקיי? However, he adds another thing, וישוי מחוס הכיפורים עד שיובי כבנוי סוף, כשהם מחוס הכיפורים כמו שיסבוי. והוא יתכלס תגלחוסי שהוא תום לטעם הקשרת. אוקיי? מי שלא יודע, אוקיי. So the tachlis is the metayel l'sheretz. Hevi kovanos lehevi. V'tachlis habos be v'tachlis habos kovanosav tishalim kaporos kisham chusi kapor kolim azav zogni l'levis. So I don't know. He's contrasting chusi kapor with sheretz, but l'chayil the point over here. Is not the Tumah Sheretz. The point over here should have been the the Hechsher that he could bring the coal. However, I just want to suggest something. It seems like Mamish, you know, what's going on over here, correct? You know, you start over here, and you're ready for standing ovation, and then you're ready, you know, what's going on, correct? that's what honesty is. Okay, now, let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. What is the mitzvah of Tarius and Mitzvah? Are we talking about Mitzvah of Odom? Or are we talking about Tzaras Batim also? Okay. Read what he says here in the Sherish. When he talks about HaMitzvah. Who is HaMitzvah? He talk about a bias as Hamitzera. Hello? So the Chayr, when he talks about Tyrus Hamitzera, he's talking about the Odom Hamitzera. Okay? Correct? Now look at Mitzvah Kuf Yud. What is the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is Mitzera and Batim. So I want to tell you something. I think that's the change that he made between the Shroshim and Minyan HaMitzvos. In the Shroshim, he says it twice over here. He says it here and he says it later, that the Giluach is part of the Tahara. You can put Giluach as part of the Mitzvah of Tahara if the Mitzvah of Tahara is a peculiar Tahara from Odom. There's no Giluach in Batim. Once, in Minyan HaMitzvos, he puts Batim together with Odom, then the Tiglachas has nothing to do with anything in terms of Batim and the Torah. So the Torah. So therefore, Minyan HaMitzvos, the Tiglachas we show you, and the Tiglachas Shnei is one mitzvah. That's only if you're ready to assume that the Ram was chazer. Okay? Okay. That's what he says later on in the Shirish. You'll see he says like this. He says, "B'chein tal vosoi loisagia el b'chol ma shezocho me'atziporim v'eitz erez u'shni toloas v'ha'giluach." He says it again. So it's not like a slip of, you know, when lightning strikes twice in the same place, you know, it's pretty clear he means something. I'm just wondering whether there might have been a chazor here. But this is what I would tell you. Okay? Okay? So that's what I would tell you. Turns up Chaim, turns up Rambam, turns up Minyan Amitzis.
Rav Chaim is good now, or?
Rav Chaim, in Mishneh Torah, we have no idea how the Mishneh Torah goes, and, you know, it could go and see. The question only really is how the Rambam and Minyan Amitzis learns the Mishnah. Okay? Okay. Okay. We have to see. But over here, that the Giluach Rishayna is part of everything. Giluach Shnia is a separate Taira, is Mamish Gevaldik. Okay?
Taira Sabbatim would be a separate mitzvah?
I don't know. He doesn't tell you anything. I'm just telling you, L'chaira, you can't count Giluach as part of the mitzvah of Taira Sabbatim if you're throwing in Tires batim. Okay? That L'chaira is pretty clear. You're not going to have a Giluach and batim unless you know, or, I don't know, Chesnit. Beseda? I'm not doing anything. I'm just presenting the issues the way they are. Can we go on? Okay, now. Let's go on. V'zeh ha-hekesh ba'atzmoy be'heke she'tzivonu she'na'aseh le'metzero be'eis tumosoy k'dei she'yachikuhu. There's a heke, and the people should memorachik him. Okay? V'hu omroi begod of you frumim v'roisho yiyeh porua v'asofam ya'ate v'tome tome yikro v'ein pu'ulo Mikol Elu Mitzah Bifnei Atzmo. See, here is much better because you have Begod of you Fumim V'roishoy Yiye Furua We are so from Yate. V'tome tome yikra. So there are four different sivuyim. So here would have been nice, you know, in terms of the discussion we had at the beginning. Right? Now, let's go on for a second. This idea Kedeshi Yachikuhu, you find the Rambam in Yeramitzis, the Kuf Yud Beis. He shets in Asei Kuf Yud Beis, he shets Ivonu Liyos HaMetzera, Yudua Lachol, Ad Sheyuvdulu Mimenu B'nei Odom. The people should keep away from him. Okay? And this is exactly what we're seeing over here. Kidei shiachikuhu. Okay? Now, each one, had it not been for the Shoresh, the God of Yiu Frumim, would have been a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, correct? Interesting. The Rambam Lechira over here is only after what he says in minyan mitzvahs. Because in minyan mitzvahs, he works hard to show the prima upriya shel mitzera is a mitzvah saseh. From that which by kriyin godol is deichaloi saseh. The Ram says like this in Kuf Yud Beis. It's also you find in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perig Yud, Halacha Vov. He'll say like this. He says, like this. He says, Mitzvah Saseh Shia Mitzera Muchot Mechusa Roishoi Kol Yimei Chilutai V'Oite Asofo Ka'ovel Ufeirem Begodo Afilu Koen Godo Shnitztara Peirei Ufeirem Shasei Deicha Esloi Saseh. So L'Chera is no issue, there's no Inyan in Minyan HaMitzvah Tov V'Asei Deicha Loi Saseh Oto Te Asei Deicha Loi Saseh Rai Deicha Naseh. I think the Rambam is trying to tell you the following. That you could have said the Lashon Yihyu is not a tzivui. And the Rambam is proving that there's a tzivui over here. The fact that there would have been a Asei Dechalos Haseh. Okay? Then the question is, once a Asei Dechalos Haseh, so there's a very interesting issue. And, see, we were saying in Nitak, you need a peculiar assay, not an assay klali, okay? And here you're ending up with assay dechalois assay, that there's an assay klali, that pri and prima, everything is one assay, and it's still decha. So the question is there a relationship or is there not? Okay? But he's bringing this araya that it's a mitzvah. Unless it means the pri and it's, you know, the question is what's happening over here, okay? Okay, we'll pick up mitzvah next week.